What's it like to coach the one position on the team nobody ever seems to have any real questions about, Lou?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. We have a great group coming back, and we got a good group of leaders and also a good group of younger guys that's eager to learn from the leaders. And it's been really easy. I got three seniors that's coaching on the field and helping out. And we got a bunch of young guys that's got a bunch of talent that's been doing really well and every single day coming to work and getting better every single day.
You mentioned coaches on the field. You're obviously talking about Flip and Lowell and Kylie in that mix. He's a senior too. But be curious, you guys, this whole team, there's a culture around Utah football. And there's certainly a culture on the defense. But on that defensive line, there is that it almost seems like it's a culture within the culture. Talk a little bit about coaching that position, but guys almost regulate themselves from a culture standpoint. You don't have to set the expectation because it's almost like the guys that have come before set that already, right?
Yeah, we just the defensive line here at the university has a rich tradition of guys coming in and doing really well and moving on, you know. And a lot of the guys that's getting recruited now, they come in and they see what we've done here in the past, and they see the guys that's been on the team that's been doing it and been time tested, and they kind of want to follow and do a good job and try to continue the success that we've been having.
I want to ask you, because I asked Kyle this a couple of days ago. I said, what's the deepest position talent-wise on your team? He said, well, it's the defensive line. You've been around Utah football as a player and a coach for a long time. Is this as deep as you can remember having guys? I mean, you certainly have had NFL guys in the past at end and tackle, but I look at it, it looks like you're 9, 10, 11 deep, certainly, at different positions along that line, Lou.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we've ever had a group of D tackles and defensive ends that were as deep as this group. And we got two missionaries that showed up and they hit the floor running. And we also got Lecky that contributed and helped us out a lot last year and at D tackle. And then we recruited John Penicini from Snow. And he's now in the fold, and it doesn't seem like there's any drop off when any of the groups are in there. First group, second group, and today we had the third group going with the second group, and they did a good job, and then same thing with the defensive ends. You know, we had Max Tupai, where we kind of weren't sure if he was a defensive end, defensive tackle, or should have him lose weight and move into linebacker, and now he is fitting in just right with the rest of the guys. And he also had some reps with the ones today, and he did great, you know. And that's what we want, you know. We want to mix and match guys in there and have no drop-off. And it's just part of the guys being hungry and excited to continue on the success that we've had here for a while.
Tell me about Penicini, because Coach has mentioned him a couple of times as a guy that stood out in practice. Is he another one of these defensive tackles, defensive guys that is unheralded? But he's got it almost kind of sounds like Pasoni Tessini all over again. We didn't really know Pasoni, and then he comes in and he opens people's eyes.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same. It's the same deal with Tessini from last year. But the difference is Penicini is a sophomore.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a lot of time. But, man, he's here, and he's making an impact immediately. And we're excited about Penicini.
Be honest with me. Lecky Fotu's not 19 years old.
I know.
Come on, come on. That dude's got to be like 26. He does not look like a 19-year-old, Lewis.
I know. He is fun to have, man, and he's a big baby bear. And we've been calling him Chief Bear. We call him all kinds of names, but he's fun to have, and he's been improving a lot from last year. And he's in the mix with the rest of the D tackles to play a lot this year.
All right, before I let you go, you've had 10 days of camp now, and you hit a little bit, and you've done a little bit of that stuff. You've got a scrimmage coming up. Is there one guy that's been a surprise or an eye-opener to you through 10 days of camp? I think you kind of know what Flip and Lowell's going to do. You know what Kylie's going to do, but has there been a guy that's maybe jumped on your radar screen over the first 10 days of practice?
Yeah, I love what Max Tupai, Caleb Rep, and I kind of knew in spring what the D tackles were going to bring, and we knew what Penicini was going to do, but love what those D ends are doing with Max and Caleb Rep, and also we still have a Chris Hart that's trying to gain some weight and Nick Henniger and Davier Hamilton, they're all out here busting their butt, and I could see every single one of them contributing in some way this season, and we're excited for the whole group.